I'm speaking with MG Talley. She's a freshman forward on the UD women's basketball team, and we're going to learn a little bit about MG. First of all, what is your name? What's MG stand for?
MG stands for Mary Grace.
Mary Grace.
Yes.
Okay, and they just shorten that down because it's easier to holler at you on the ball court.
Yeah, it's way easier to say MG than Mary Grace do this. It's like we don't got time on the court to be saying my full name, so I just go by MG.
All right, where is home for you?
I'll say home for me is in Canada. That's when I started playing basketball. That's where my family's located.
What part of Canada?
Montreal.
Montreal. Yeah. And Quebec.
Exactly.
Okay. I said that right? Quebec.
Yeah, Quebec. You said it right.
Okay. A lot of people say Quebec.
Yeah. Davey messing up, but you said it right.
Okay. Who are your parents?
Vanessa Talley and Samuel Talley.
All right. And you got any siblings?
I do. I'm actually the oldest of five people.
Let's do a shout out to who are your siblings.
So I got two sisters and two brothers. Like I said, I'm the oldest. I'm start from the bottom. So my youngest brother, his name is Jeremy. The other one, his name is Jules. And my two sisters is Samula and Angela.
Okay, so it's kind of a full house, or it can be. And what degree are you pursuing here at UD?
Graphic design.
Is that all kind of done with computers now, or do you actually have to do any hand drawings?
I took some hand drawing classes last semester, but it's mostly computer stuff. But you can also do a minor in drawing.
Okay. And after you get that degree, what are you going to do with it? What are your goals after graduation?
I was actually planning to be an architect, and that was the simplest way to do the simplest.
Simplest route to being an architect?
Yes, thank you. Because it was either that or I was taking civil engineering. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with basketball, civil engineering would be, it would have been a lot. So I decided to go with graphic design and then after get a master in architecture.
And with regards to your degree, is your favorite class?
I'll say, I don't even take that class now, but I'll say math. I've been pretty good at math my entire life, so I love doing math.
Okay, I'm going to flip the ball over. What's your least favorite class?
Physics. Yeah, it's my least favorite class. I can't, and I don't understand why. Because physics is a lot of math in physics, so I felt I thought it was going to be easier for me to understand physics because there's a lot of math, but I don't understand. I can't understand physics.
You can't pick it up by watching Big Bang Theory or anything.
No, I can't. I tried.
Okay. How long did it take you to adjust to having a roommate that you never met before? You're in a two-room type of...
I don't share a room.
Don't share a room?
No, I have my room by myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's nice.
You're roommateless.
Exactly.
Okay. Being from Montreal, you experienced all four seasons.
Yes.
Which is your favorite season?
I'll say spring or summer. I like summer, but sometimes it gets too hot. Whereas spring, there's a mix of cold and hot, not too warm, not too hot. Not too warm, not too cold, I mean. So definitely spring or the nice weather of summer, not the too hot one.
Early summer.
Yes, exactly.
And your least favorite would be?
Winter.
Winter.
It's cold. It's cold in Canada. Winter.
So what got you interested in playing basketball in the first place?
It was in elementary school. My PI teacher told me to join the basketball team because he said I was tall. And then I didn't take it seriously after. I was just playing just for fun. And then when I went to high school, I actually decided to take basketball seriously because I saw how I had potential to be a good basketball player. So that's how I started my basketball journey.
All right. And then you were on the high school team there?
Yes.
And then from there you came to here to UD then?
No, I actually did in Montreal. Basically, before going to university, there's something called CJEP. So it's pre-university. So I went to CJEP for a year, and then after, because Montreal school system is really different from the rest, like from Toronto and stuff like that. So after, I decided I didn't want to go to CJEP. So you basically go to CJEP for like 2 or 3 years before going to university. And after my first year, I knew I didn't want to stay there, and I wanted to go to university earlier, like the rest of the world. Like they don't have CJEP. So I decided to go to Toronto to a prep school and do one more last year of high school, which is like a fifth year, and then graduate from high school in Toronto. And then after I came here, and they didn't.
All right, no basketball team on that.
I went to Toronto for the basketball team and get more exposure, so I can get more visibility.
In your practices, there are drills. Mm-hmm. Which is your favorite drill?
I think the one that we play against each other, like, I don't even know the name of the drills, but I just know the one that we compete against each other, like, I can play against my own teammates. And
okay, and what's your least favorite drill?
Probably the, any kind of, I actually don't know.
How is it playing against the guys?
I'm used to it. I love playing against the guys. I feel like it helps me be more physical, and I feel like it helps me with my game. I played against the guys last year when I was in Toronto. I played against a guy when I was also back in Montreal. Even when I go back in Montreal in the summer, I train with the guys. So, like, I think it really helps me with my game, because the guys are way more physical than us. So, yeah.
And they're not going to cut you any breaks either, right?
No.
So how was the season going for you so far?
Pretty good. I had an injury, had surgery in October, tore my lateral meniscus. So I thought it was going to be bad, but like I was able to recover quicker. I was out for a month, but other than that, I feel like ever since my surgery, I'm playing better. My knee's way better, which allowed me to play better as well. Yeah, personally, I think I'm playing good. I could be playing way more better, I personally think. But team-wise, I feel like we're doing a good thing, staying together even in the hard moments. We have some up and downs, but I feel like we are definitely a team that can win the A-10 this year if we stay focused and stay together and can beat every team in this conference.
Keep the turnovers down.
Right? Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So what did you improve on the most during the offseason?
I say my ball handling. That's what I improved the most. And, yeah, that's I say my ball handling.
And I know since you're a freshman,
yes.
How was your recruitment process coming here to UD? You got to come down and see the campus to begin with? Talk to coaches or anything like that?
I actually did talk to the coach last year. Like I said, last year when I was back in Toronto, we went to some tournaments in the States, and we played over here in Ohio. So I think that's the first time that Coach Meek and the other coaches saw me playing. And they contacted my high school coach from Toronto. And they also came to our practice one time, like, because we practiced in the morning as well last year in my high school. And they came to one of our practice, and they offered me a scholarship because they liked the way I played and they could see me fit in their program. So when I came to do a tournament over here in Ohio, I did an unofficial visit. And after I did an official visit to visit the campus, visit the facilities, talk to the coach more in depth about what I could actually bring in a team. And after that, I made my decision to come over here to Dayton.
Okay, well, we're glad you did.
Yeah, me too.
What do you do when you are not on the road with basketball, not playing basketball games at the arena, not practicing basketball, and not studying? What do you kind of things do you like to do?
It's funny because I don't really got that much time to spend. But if the small time that I have, I get some rest, because we'd be practicing in the morning, so like I wake up pretty early, but it's more time to have. I'd be getting some rest, or I just watch some shows on Netflix, but mostly getting rest so I can get my body.
So are you, do you consider yourself an early bird or a night owl?
I'll say I'm an early bird, because I'm used to like waking up in the morning and train. And I did that last year. I did that the previous year as well, my other school. So, yeah, I consider myself an early bird.
So have you, I mean, you haven't been here all that long in Dayton, but have you gotten out off of campus to see some of Dayton? And if so, what are some of the things that you like to see and do in Dayton?
I went downtown for one of my classes, actually, last semester, my photography class. So I really liked how, I thought my first impression of Dayton actually was like, I thought it was a small town, didn't really have anything to do, like, didn't really have things to do over here. But when I went downtown, I actually saw how much small coffees and small shops you, like, there is, and you can actually do a lot more than I thought you could.
Did you get to ride one of the trolley buses?
No, actually.
They got those in Toronto, though, too, don't they, I think?
I haven't tried one in Toronto, so no. I can tell you.
Okay. Now, if you were going to be talking to somebody that... Well, before, let me put that one off for a second. What, in a meeting, the Americans versus the Canadians, what do you think most people here in the States get wrong about Canada? Do all Canadians say A?
I say the Toronto accent.
The Toronto accent?
Yeah, everybody be thinking that once you're from Canada, you'd be saying some Toronto slangs, but not everybody uses that, and not everybody talks like that, too. Yeah.
Well, especially in Montreal, they don't talk like they do in Toronto, right?
No, at all.
How's your French?
My French is great. It's actually my first language.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, I if I said parlez-vous français, you would...
Oui, je parle français.
Yeah.
C'est ma première
langue. That's as far as the conversation goes with me. But if you ever get to talk to Barney, the guy that does our announcing of the games, he's kind of into French. So you just need to come up to him sometime when he's sitting there and looks like he's not doing anything and say something to him in French.
Okay.
See what happens.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. But I was going to ask you, if you're talking to somebody who's thinking about going to college, what would you tell them about UD, why they might want to think about going to UD?
I would say UD is a small college compared to, like, because it's a private school, so it's a small college compared to other public school. But I think that's what makes it, that's what makes it fun, because, like, it feel like a community, and people over here are really genuine, and you can tell people are going to help you if you need help, and if you ask for help. I think it's also easy, because it's a small school, to make, like, more friends, because, like, not everybody know each other, but, like, people see you around a lot. So, yeah, that's the good thing about UD.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much, MG.
Thank you.
And we'll keep watching you on the court and do your bit for the team.
Thank you. Thank you.